Now, a pair of women in Green Bay are hoping to help others who have recently gone through a divorce or other breakup with an online gift registry. Their website sets the goal of bringing dignity to people who are going through this tough time in their lives. Eliza Cousin and Beth Paulson are co-founders of the new company called Divorcist. Eliza, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
And Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, Beth, can you start by talking about the need you both saw for a resource like a gift registry for someone coming out of a divorce or a breakup?
Yes, for sure. Women, we've always celebrated the big happy times, like marriages and babies. But a lot of the times when you need help, it's when you're going through the not so great times. And when you're going through a divorce, you definitely need, you often need the financial assistance and the physical durable goods that you would get with a breakup with a registry.
Eliza, can you talk about this on a practical level? When I think about it, I guess most couples probably don't have two blenders or what have you.
Right, exactly. When you break up a domestic partnership and a marriage, it means splitting your life in two. So that often means that you are missing 50% of the things that you're used to having in a household. But more than that, I think it's really about reframing this time in our lives and making it okay to ask for help. There's the practicalities of like, yes, I need a new smoothie blender, but also it's just enabling community support, which I think is something so vital to people, but particularly women going through a major breakup.
Beth, you mentioned people, you know, might use a registry for those happy times, getting married, the new kid. How is divorce similar to those kind of registries? How is it different?
Well, it's similar in that it can definitely be a celebration. You can give gifts because you're happy and because you're moving on to a new part of your life. So it symbolizes the beginning of something new, which in many cases is very, very good. So it can be a celebration. It's different in that we have heightened security features for people. It's not as easy. It's impossible to get a user's address because domestic violence is a factor in breakups so much of the time.
Now, Eliza, this is a technology startup, but you're not, in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley. You're in the Green Bay area. Can you talk about challenges starting up this tech startup here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the other Bay Area. Or I'm trying to make Silicon Lakeshore like a thing. So help it spread, bro. But yeah, I think there is an assumption that companies like ours can only come out of the coasts, and that innovation doesn't happen in the Midwest or in these small to medium cities like Green Bay. So what we're really doing is, you know, pioneering and proving to everyone that two moms can start a business that can be valued at, you know, multi-millions of dollars. I think we are at a bit of a disadvantage as founders being up here because there just isn't that network. You know, we can't go out to a networking dinner in San Francisco and be introduced to 20 people who will invest in us or mentor us. Instead, we might go to 20 networking dinners and meet 3 people. But then at the other side of things, everyone we do meet is so excited and so willing to support us. There's a real sense of optimism about small business and startups happening in small cities. And Green Bay is no exception. And we're very grateful for all the local support we've received.
And speaking of small business, Beth, did I see on your registry you try, at least when possible, to steer people toward gifts they can get from smaller businesses?
Yep, absolutely. We're looking for partnerships, of course, across the board, big and small. But at this point, we really want to help sustain the smaller businesses, which, as we've experienced, can often be more women-owned or minority-owned, just to kind of level the playing field in our small way.
Eliza, you had a soft launch of Divorcist, I understand, in late fall, the full-on going live earlier this month. How are things going so far?
We're thrilled. We're overjoyed by the reception. We're seeing all the signups go up and up every day. And we're just thrilled. You know, we had some doubters either, you know, say that there wouldn't be a market for this, or that this was just people clamoring for gifts and being tasteless. But instead, what we're seeing is this overwhelming need for our service straight away. So, you know, we've been live for just 4 weeks, and we are hard at work supporting our first customers and helping people build their newly single lives.
Beth, I wonder, you know, suppose somebody out there is listening and has been thinking, I got this great idea for a startup, a business I could do here in Wisconsin, but I don't see myself as an entrepreneur. I'm not like a fancy, wealthy person in the Silicon Valley area. What would you say to them to encourage them to at least explore that notion?
Well, I would say it does certainly help, I would imagine, to be a wealthy person in the Bay Area. But if you're a normal mom from Green Bay, Wisconsin, there actually are resources out there. The Blueprint Green Bay does amazing work with the Chamber of Commerce. It's an emerging field. We feel like we're right kind of at the crest of the wave of this new interest being taken in women co-founders and minority co-founders. So it's becoming a little bit more open to just everyday people.
We'll leave it there. Beth and Eliza, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Eliza Cousin and Beth Paulson are co-founders of the Green Bay-based gift registry website for newly single people. It's called Divorcist. We talked to them about the needs they're trying to address with their business and what it's been like as female-led tech startups not based in Silicon Valley.